I'm thinking right now, I probably will get it, but I shouldn't get it. Anyway, so that was pretty much the whole WWDC. And as I said, I already ordered the 15-inch MacBook Air in that dark navy blue midnight color. Can't wait for that to come in. Let's see what else. Okay, so I actually had a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about, but I'm already at 17 minutes. So let me see, what should I jump? Oh, I know what I can tell you about in the few minutes that I have left here. But I have to cough and get this phlegm out of my throat. So sorry. I know how much you guys hate that, but it's just like Big Daddy. We can't get rid of the phlegm in our throats.
When I ruled the world. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm thinking right now, we can't get rid of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4013. The BFO for Thursday the 22th of June 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me, show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes, can you hear that? Can you hear it? Everybody, we hear it. Hello, Eurolifters. Big Fatty, what the hell is that? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I mentioned Eurolist because, y'all, you know that Gary out there at Rainbow Pines. Yes, Big Fatty, right next to Shady Pines. It's true. He is having some surgery today, and he posted on the Twitty, this week I celebrate my 76th birthday. From my birthday on Thursday, I'm having a Eurolift procedure done. Goggle it. Please pray for me during this time. Old age. And y'all, I had to goggle it. I've never heard of a Eurolift. Big Fatty, Eurolift. The old gal used to get out of bed when she was visiting the motherland. Oh, the Eurolift. Yes. Okay. It looks like you have an enlarged prostate, and then they go in through the obstructed urethra. Big Fatty, first thing in the morning. Well, and then there are small implants that are permanently placed to lift and hold the enlarged prostate tissue out of the way. Provides fast and reliable septum relief by opening the obstructed urethra. So, Big Fatty, it's kind of like a cross-your-heart bra. It just lifts and separates. It's the cross-your-heart bra of prostates, yes. Music as Gary goes under the knife. No, not a knife. Well, he's probably going to get some of those good Michael Jackson drugs to knock him out. Well, let's hope so. Gary, speedy recovery, and the first time you pee, it's going to hurt. I can tell you that right now. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I headed over, you know, Hortensia had arrived, and so I headed over to the Costco, and can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we don't do the coupon there. Well, there is no coupon there. And y'all, I got some grass and weed killer. This is the Ortho Grass and Weed Killer. It was a two-pack. Because y'all, I was almost out of my Roundup, and y'all, it wasn't doing that good of a job. I don't know what, maybe it got old. Big Fatty, maybe it needs a Euro lift, maybe so. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something, this Ortho Ground Grass and Weed Killer, y'all, almost immediate. It says on the container, results visible in 15 minutes, y'all. It's true. So I got that. Y'all, I picked up some Brussels sprouts. I'm having those at Friday at Fatty's. I got strawberries and blueberries. We're going to have fruit solid for our dessert. Y'all picked up another gallon of the Lactaid 2% milk. Y'all, it's good till August 24th. Two months. And y'all, we're going to have the stuffed peppers. So I got two trays of those while I was there. Y'all, I got something on here that says takeaway, $7.99. I don't know what the takeaway is. It's not coming to me, but it was a 38Z, takeaway 38Z, and y'all, then I picked up, y'all, the Nip likes the cheese Danish, out there at the Costco, and y'all, he was feeling poorly, and he always jumps at a chance to go to the Costco, but he said he would pass, so I picked up a couple of containers. There's four of the iced cheese Danish, and you have to buy them in two packs because they have other flavors. They've got apple and they've got something else, cherry or mixed or something like that. So anyway, I gave him a Big Fatty. The Grin Doctor is just going crazy. It is indeed. I got him a package of four, and I kept the package of four, and got home and put all my provisions away, and y'all went out and did the Roundup first before I opened the new stuff, because I wanted to use it up, and didn't have quite enough of that, and y'all, so I did just part of the weeds on with the new stuff. Y'all, the new stuff, by the time I got back from having dinner with Olive and the gals, y'all, the stuff was brown. So it's very effective. Very effective. But anyway, Hortensia finished up, and the Nip and I went and had supper with Olive and the gals. Y'all, I had, what did I have last night? Oh, all of them had the special. It was braised pork chop, cooked with onion gravy over mashed potatoes, and it came with a vegetable. They all got the green peas, except Olive. He got the cold slaw, and y'all, I got the ham and cheese pinwheels. Olive had those last week, and they look good. And they don't look like they came out of a box. It looks like they've made them because it's got a nice puff pastry and everything. And French fried potatoes, because you know the French fried potatoes are delicious at the home. But y'all, when that was over, came back here to the villa, and y'all, I just had a quiet evening. I watched the news. I watched it probably was the most boring episode of Jeopardy I've ever seen. Y'all, the past couple of weeks have just been boring, and we need some more Amy Schneider or Chris Panulo or Big Fatty, name them all. James Holzhauer, Big Fatty. Okay, that's enough. And then I must have watched something else. Oh, y'all, I recorded the PBS has a cooking show. It's kind of like the Great American Baking Show, except it's the Great American Recipe Show. And they bring the home cooks in, and they cook home recipes. And the winner will have their recipe featured on the cover of the cookbook for the show. And I'm sure there's some sort of, some sort of glass recipe box trophy or something like that. But anyway, so I watched half of that. And I watched all of it. Because in the morning, I had watched half of it. And I watched the other half in the evening. And you'll have to excuse me. I'm a little phlegmy, kind of like, yes, Big Fatty, like Archer. And no, but mine's for a different reason. Oh, okay. Headed to bed. I'm telling you, thank goodness the first day of summer has come and is going. Now, Thursday is the first full day of summer, but summer started here like at 11 something a.m. in the morning. So it's been mainly full day. And y'all, they were predicting showers all day long. Y'all hadn't been sunshine. Y'all, you get a sunburn today, but you know it'll probably rain like hell now that I've said that. But anyway, I slept like a baby, and y'all woke up about it was about 20 minutes to 7. Y'all, it's been nice to sleep that little extra bit. And y'all woke up, and I was looking at the cellular telephonic device, and that Gary, you know, he's having a procedure. Yes, Big Fatty, I hear he's going to Europe to get lifted. Yes. And anyway, Big Fatty, I wonder if he's going to take Baptist Bill with him, probably. Anyway, woke up, and Gary says, "Big Fatty, no little show." And I went, "Oh, hell." And y'all, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But y'all, it said it was going to post at 11:30 p.m. Wednesday night. Now, y'all, I changed the time. And even if I didn't change the time, it's going to have the time that I, went to post it. Well, y'all, I didn't post it at 11:30 p.m. in the evening, so I don't know what's up. I'm going to have to keep the keen eye. Big Fatty, a mean keen eye. Well, it may be a mean keen eye on the published time. But, y'all, I had recorded it and everything, and and y'all, I had several people. One moment, please. I'm going to have a little hot tea. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that's the wrong bumper. That's the E-letter bumper. Oh, you're right. One moment, please. And, oh, that's good. I've mixed the orange and spearmint tea with the lemon ginger. And, y'all, it's a lovely combination here. I'm going to have one more little sip here. I'm not going to play the music.
That's good, Big Fatty, because you'd probably play the wrong one. Well, I might.
But anyway, y'all, got up, and the Nip announced that he was not going to do the Nippa walk. So after I had, I got to tell you about the Brufkas. I read the paper, did the puzzles, watched Miss Gail King, had my coffee, and y'all, I had one of those sweet rolls. One of those Danishes that the Nip likes. And y'all, I had some of that Kerrygold Irish butter, and I smeared some of that on there because it gives it a little bit of a salty taste, and you'll cut some of the sweet. Y'all, I thought I was going to have to cut off my left foot. It was the sweetest damn thing. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And so, anyway, y'all, the Nip did walk with me. B, Fatty, I think we need to call in some help. Oh, well, probably so. He only walked part of it, though. That's why I'm confused. But anyway, we walked the streets of Fat Acres, and I gave him the other three sweet rolls, and he was feeling poorly, and Big Fatty did the big circle and came back, and y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it. The squeaky sheepy can't speak, though, for some reason. Big Fatty, what's wrong with squeaky sheepy? Well, so there he is. Okay, y'all, by the way, takeaway. Y'all, it's those Glad takeaway containers that I give folks leftover food after Friday at Fatty's. And so that's what that was, because I was out of them, and people took them away and didn't bring them back. Y'all didn't need a whole lot at the Von Zeesh. Y'all, they had the big jug of the Downy fabric softener. Y'all, I haven't used Downy in a long time. But y'all, I bought some a couple of weeks ago, and y'all, I washed my towels. Y'all, it's like brand new towels. They are so soft, so I've decided I am now a Downy no fragrance user. Y'all, they had some mini rice cakes. I had a coupon for those, so I got that. Y'all, they had the Cheez-Its extra toasty. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the blueberry morning cereal. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the organic red seedless grapes for cheaper than the white trash red seedless grapes. So I got a bunch of those for the fruit solid. Y'all, I needed some onions, so they had a 3-pound bag on sale. I got that. Y'all, they had the Emerald Virginia peanuts, salted and roasted. Buy one, get one free. Just one peanut? No, it's a bag of them. y'all, they had these little Tate's mini chocolate chip cookies. You got a free bag of those if you bought. Y'all, they had the Good Wise potato chips. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, over at the Inappropriate Pool Party, they had the Wise barbecue chips. Y'all, they were delicious, so I got a bag of the barbecue chips. Y'all picked up a dozen of the large eggs. Y'all, $2.40 a gallon. No, $2.40 a dozen. And y'all, then I got some radish coins. and then I got some Cerber Original NSA. I got no idea what that is. No idea. But y'all, I told you about the takeaway containers. It'll come to me. I'll figure it out. But until then, y'all, I spent $39.82, but I saved $28.93. Yes, Big Betty! Oh, and y'all, I forgot to mention, the nip did not go with me, so I went and got Ruby Red washed. And y'all, I spent a little time. I did the Wacoming and wiped it down a little bit and everything, and cleaned the floor mats. And y'all, Ruby Red is good as new. Big Fatty, I don't know about good as new, but it sure did look nice. It did. And y'all, so then I I came home, put away my provisions, except for that SBR Original NSA. SBR. It's $3.89. I don't know what it is. But y'all, it'll come to me. It'll come to me. And y'all got home, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I'm going to have to wait till tomorrow to tell you what's in the Villa mailbox, and to tell you why I'm a little flimmy. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, send good thoughts to get Gary out there in the Portland as he gets his Cross Your Heart Prostate Bra. And, Gary, let us know how it all went. Yes, in fact, call in and let us hear you pee the first time. Well, not the first time, because that'll hurt. The next time. Gotta have a strong stream. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer. And Archer, what did you think when Gary said there was no little show?
I'm thinking right now. We can't get rid of Big Fatty.
Oh, no, you can't get rid of Big Fatty. He'll end up getting rid of himself because he'll forget.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.